Baby, are you sure you want to do this? Well, yes, I'm actually quite proud of you that you want to get a checkup, but are you really sure that you want to wear your diaper to the office? I'm afraid I can't say. I'm not sure if they're going to be looking anywhere specifically. But yeah, you know, it's your decision. It's really your decision. I mean, hey, if he does see something, well, who's to judge? You think you'll be fine? Okay, let's do it. And you're going to want to get your flu shot, right? That's a good boy. Okay, we are responsible. Preventing diseases. One little pinch at a time. Oh, come on. It won't be that bad. It'll be over before you know it. And you know what? I would much, much rather feel a little pain in the arm than to go through weeks on end coughing and sneezing and not being able to taste anything. Oh, God, that'd be awful. In fact, do you know how much we take swallowing for granted? I mean, like, we can just swallow without pain right now, and we'd be fine. But when you're sick, it's a whole different ballgame. And that's why I'm proud that you want to get your flu shot, hun. And when we're actually there, do you want me to go in with you? Okay. And afterwards, perhaps we could go for a little breakfast? Yes, anywhere you want to go. But if I can make a suggestion, I do know this one place that makes some amazing avocado bowls. Should I spend some time? I wonder what they're doing in there. I mean, can't be any different from when I go to the doctor's. And I sure hope he's all right. But hey, when he comes out, I am going to make him feel like one of the bravest little boys that I know. Then again, I think he's the only brave little boy that I know. But then that makes him the best. Oh, there he is. Looking all right, and he has a band-aid on his arm. He actually got it! Hey, love. Everything all right? Oh, and I see you got a band-aid. I'm so proud of you, honey. All right. What's next? Wait, what? You did that? Okay, well, first of all, how about you check out, and, there is a family restroom down the hall. Meet me there, okay? Yes, I have another one in my purse. Okay, I'll see you then, but don't be quick about it, okay? Just don't make it obvious, all right? Love you. All right. Proud of you. And I'll see you there. Oh, you made it. Everything go all right? Great. Great. Planning ahead. I love it when we do that. And that's exactly why I brought another one of these along with us today. Yeah, and luckily for us, the changing table isn't one of those plastic ones that hangs on a wall. Well, it's a little tight, but do you think you could fit? I mean, it's kind of like a counter. Well, come on. Hop on, little boy. How did it feel when you were going during the checkup? Well, I am happy that you got a little rush out of it, little boy, but just, You know, sometimes I still worry about it. I'm not sure how long these will actually last, you know. Well, as long as you trust yourself to feel safe and dry, all will be well. All right, lift your bum up for me? Thanks. And, you know, I really love that this hospital actually provides a little bit of wipes. It can be a little annoying. I mean, I'm not really in the mood to bring out a changing bag every time I want to go out with you. Well, maybe on a special occasion. And there you are, all fresh and ready to go. Okay, little boy. So where were you thinking about eating? Did you follow my advice? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you kind of just forget about what's happening when you keep talking about it. And then once it happens, you kind of start to talk kind of loud. And then before you know it, it's all done. Yeah, the last time I got a shot, well, actually, it wasn't a shot. I got my blood drawn. I had to keep talking to get my mind off of things. And then I ended up blurting out to the whole lab that I was about to I ended up blurting to the whole lab that I was thinking about selling on Etsy. And oh, come on, I mean, I had to think of anything to get my mind off of things. Huh? Yeah, I'm still on it. And you know, I'm kind of surprised. I got on the pill and it was the first one that I tried and somehow it ended up being the perfect one first time around. Though I have to admit, the doctor kind of overblew this side effects a little bit. Got me kind of scared. Why, what up? Oh. You were thinking about what my mom said. You know, now that I look at it, the avocados are kind of sulking into the hash browns a little bit. What? Love? I don't like to think about it, especially not here. Love, I don't want to think about it. No, not right here, not now. I meant what I said. We're not ready. There is only one baby that I want in my life right now, and that's you. And right now, all I could really ask for is you to just please accept that right now. We have so many other things to focus on right now, like, I don't know, visiting Scotland, or paying off loans, you know what I mean now, it's a little much to ask for during a morning breakfast. Yeah, I would like a refill on this, please. Thanks. Well, I do recall that someone once said that when you are faced with a difficult, uncomfortable topic, or any sort of life-threatening situation, is that flight or fight implies a permanent choice. But flight often means putting off the fight to another day. And yes, we must choose our battles wisely and learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And we might go about that. And one day we might face those obstacles, and when that day comes, we'll get through it together, won't we? And love, I want you to know that I do love you. Really, truly, I do. But right now, I would really rather not think about those next baby steps and just kind of focus on my breakfast. If it's not too much to ask. And, well, if you were to ask, I probably would say yes.